What's happening, CJ?
Not much. I'm just fresh off of losing a kangaroo court case.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that. Can we talk about that on the show, Vinny? Is that all right?
No.
Come on. It's important.
Save that garbage. Save this.
The WATP if you want me to talk about it a little more.
If you want people to actually hear it, you might need to call WATP.
What I think is funny is if he tells us the conclusion on this show, it means you have to listen to like five different podcasts to know the entire story.
This kid's just making the rounds.
He really is. It's impressive.
He's just rolling around town.
It really is.
All right.
Yeah, it's a good thing all these podcasts are handicap accessible.
We had to build the ramp for Vinny on this show.
I'm going to give the people what they want. Sensation, horror, shock.
Disgusting, vomit-inducing thing.
Hola, creepos, joining us today in studio via Skype, and I need to add his source right here because fuck me.
Yeah, I'm not in frame myself. I'm going to skew with my camera a little
bit. Here we go. I'm going to fix you. There you go.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, okay.
How you feeling there?
My head is still cut off.
Yeah, tip that up a little bit.
All right.
Tip that up a little bit. I'm going to add in our pal CJ.
We're usually more professional than CJ. You're embarrassing me in front of my friend.
Who's your friend?
CJ.
No, he isn't.
Well, we are both crippled, Carl. We connect in that way.
That's true. Club feet and...
That's a good point.
Whatever's wrong with you, CJ. I don't even
know.
Well,
you're a Beatles fan and you got British people teeth. So I kind of feel bad for you a little bit.
Finally, the sympathy I deserve. I appreciate that.
You have British people, Steve. That made me so happy to start the show. So, CJ, today we let you pick the theme, but before we tell everybody what it is, let's take a second and review last week's show, shall we? Because last week,
yes,
we had a competition. It was just Carl and I. It was the creepiest talk show host. Carl brought in an oldie but a goodie, good old Pat O'Brien.
Yep.
And I brought a guy in from a Christian radio station in Michigan named John Bellew. And Carl, 61% of the vote.
Oh, it looks like Vinny won this week.
I feel so good. Back to the winning ways, Carl.
All right. Well, this is getting tense now because now it's 3-3 with a guest having one as well.
Right.
So CJ can try to get that up to 2. But yeah, we're tied 3-3 now for this
round. Now, let me ask, if I win this one, do I get like Casey feet picks or something? What's in it for me?
I'll let Casey respond to that in the live chat.
Sorry, this is the creep off. You only get Vic feet picks.
Oh, well.
I hear she has hooves.
I get it.
She's cow stuff.
So, Vinny, congratulations on your win. I really thought those Pat O'Brien voicemails would put me over the edge because they're so funny.
They are.
The greatest thing ever for a podcast. But
and by the way, whoever called and sexually harassed Casey on WATP, that was very funny. I laughed out loud.
That was really well done. I think that was Pat O'Brien.
Yeah.
I think he's off the wagon.
No one wants to look Casey's ass. That was very funny. So, all right. Crippled Jesus, you got to pick the theme this week. What is it, baby? Tell me what it is.
We're doing creepiest cripple this week.
Whoa.
Hold on.
It's creepiest handicapped person.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Handicapable.
I'll give everybody a pass to say it because this is our word and you guys are cool enough to say it.
Thank you. You really do have a gimmick though, don't you?
He's really leaning into it. Literally.
It's too bad it'll last my whole life, but at least I can milk some comedy out of it.
Listen, man, Honky Tonk Man is still doing that shit, so you might as well just stick with it, too.
Vinny's got pizza, and Cripple Jesus has legs that don't work.
Yeah,
everyone's got their thing.
Let's start off today. So the order is going to be very simple. I'm going to start off, then Carl is going to go second.
Okay.
And CJ, we are going to give you the honors of closing out this week's competition. So,
all right, best for last. Sounds good.
Sure. Or, sympathy. Carl, ring that bell.
Cripple fight! Cripple fight!
Today, my creepiest cripple is the worst kind of person. The kind of person who would record a woman's class, a woman who is just trying to make a world a better place by shattering the patriarchy, and then take that tape to a C-level podcast to make fun of this hero. My creep today was born with club feet and has a very strange speech impediment. My creep today is Carl.
Hey! Whoa! I'm not allowed to be the creep.
Okay, fine. Hey, it's good. Not.
Because that would have been an easy win for you. I don't want that.
It's not. I'm just having a little fun with everybody because they think the heel turn is coming and it just might be. But one of these days.
My heels were turned quite a bit when I was born.
That's what I heard. I heard you had to have doctors get involved.
Yeah.
So Carl could play Jim.
So I could play Jim. Smoking like a true fat guy.
You know, I can't use my feet, but at least they're not clubbed.
They're facing the right way.
Yep. Fair enough.
Today, my nomination for creepiest cripple is an infuriating douchebag and a career creep. His name is Alfredo Garcia. What do you say we get to know him?
Let's get to know him.
You're about to meet Alfredo Garcia. He's a three-time convicted felon, and he's filed more than 600 lawsuits against Southern California businesses, saying they're not accessible for the disabled.
That's right. Now, he himself?
Alfredo Garcia is a paraplegic, disabled, and in a wheelchair since 1996.
How did he get in this wheelchair? I'm sure everybody's wondering. What happened to this guy?
He was a felon before?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. He was selling drugs, okay. Selling crack, mm-hmm. Selling guns. And I believe he was also breaking into homes and stealing cars. So he's not a good guy. But let's find out what happened to him that put him in this wheelchair.
Mr. Garcia became disabled because he fell out of an avocado tree while intoxicated. Mr. Garcia has felony.
He fell out of an avocado tree.
While intoxicated. It's one of the funnier ways.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
He didn't exactly have a worthy incident to make you really have sympathy for him. The guy got fucking drunk in an avocado tree and fell out.
I feel like if that was CJ's backstory, he would make something of that, though.
If my name was Alfredo, I'd cripple myself, too.
So all what's right. going on with Marinara over here?
So Alfredo fell out of the tree, and he hurt himself. So what's a poor guy to do? I mean, he made a living being a criminal, selling drugs, selling guns. That's a nimble man's game.
Sure.
So he found a new job.
Garcia's days are spent going from business to business, looking for violations, like a bathroom mirror or a paper towel dispenser that's too high.
These are the worst type of people.
Carl.
I fucking hate these people.
This guy, when all is said and done,
yep.
891 lawsuits against local businesses in California.
What a hero.
Wow.
What a hero.
Well, he says he's a hero. He was asked if he was going to keep suing people.
Are you going to keep filing lawsuits?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. I'm doing it for disabled people.
He's not doing it for disabled people. He's doing it for himself. This guy.
I read up on this guy a little bit, and I do actually hate people like this because it's guys like this makes us look bad.
Yeah, he's a real piece of shit, this guy. Here's a good example of it. Here's just, I want you to meet the victims. These are the business owners.
Nearly everyone in this room has been sued by one Southern California man.
The mirror is probably was about 2 inches too high.
The toilet paper was too high.
They're attacking us. It's gangster style.
They ask for $8,000.
It's nothing but extortion. Is what it is.
This is a big business for him.
Is every person in that video a cartoon character?
Just about.
What country is this?
That would be Southern California.
Okay.
Here's a good little video of him. Here, I want you to meet him. This is him on camera. Somebody was trying to ask him about his little racket.
Carter Ham.
Sorry, everything's running a little slow today. I'm blaming Cripple Jesus. This episode is just a problem. So,
well, you know, I'm not renowned for running.
I'm not renowned for running anything either,
yeah, right.
To be honest with you. This guy, he's just a piece of shit. He gives a middle finger to the camera. He doesn't care.
Right.
He was asked, why does he do this? And he had a really simple answer.
Tell me why you filed a lawsuit.
Why? Why not? Why do you want me to do it?
Why do you file these lawsuits? Why not?
He wasn't expecting that question? What the fuck? He's got nothing for that?
Every time you file a lawsuit, Carl, you have to pay filing fees.
Okay.
Right? But here's the thing. If you could claim that you don't have money, guess who pays for it?
And you, the taxpayer, are paying for Garcia's lawsuits.
Oh, great.
In almost every one of the hundreds of cases Eyewitness News reviewed, Garcia requested and was granted a fee waiver from the courts.
Isn't the whole point of that fee so you don't just have a ton of frivolous lawsuits, so you can't just file 891?
This guy has no money to pay the $300 per case filing fee that he's supposed to pay for these.
Yeah.
But he has the money for a personal lawyer to come to court. And let's, before we judge him too harshly, let's hear what his lawyer has to say.
I challenge anyone to come and sit in a wheelchair and go around with one of my clients every day and see if they still think these lawsuits are frivolous at the end of the day.
I don't really sue people. I'm more of a guy that gets lawsuits thrown on them.
Yeah.
By other people.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, you're not exactly, you know, dealing with the problem. You are the problem.
Right.
Right, so, yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. I want to show you something. This guy and his lawyer had a real great system worked out. Carl, check this out. Watch his video.
Big cluster around the courthouse.
Klein created this visual aid for the trial. Pushpins to represent a few hundred of the LA businesses Garcia has sued.
I did run into some difficulties because there were times
when his
work was so...
It looks like a fucking Christmas tree, people.
Yeah. Geographically dense.
It's just
dense,
every spot on the map.
But there wasn't room for all the pushpins.
There wasn't room for all the pushpins for the way he did it.
Yeah.
He would just go to a neighborhood and spend a week going around a neighborhood and making lists of places to sue. So this guy really, really sucks.
California is fucked. Can I just point that out? And I'm not saying New York is any better because we have similar people in this state doing similar things.
You want to guess what this motherfucker got per case?
He has a steady source of income, which comes from filing these lawsuits. Some of those cases, you know, he walks away with two. Sometimes he walks away with $4,000 or $5,000, sometimes more.
Here's the fact of the business. These lawsuits cost way more money to defend than they cost to settle.
Yep, so they just throw him a few $1,000 and he goes away.
There's the gimmick.
Yep. CJ, after the show, can we chat? I have a business proposition for you.
Absolutely.
All right,
yeah.
Sweet. I'll see you in Detroit. I'm on my way.
I get a cut of this,
don't
right?
Don't get shot, buddy.
Yeah, don't wheel through Detroit. The more we learn about this scumbag, more things come out. So he gets deposed by a small business's lawyer. Listen to what they find out.
Garcia admits to violating his probation by snorting cocaine and smoking pot. He also admits he's not a U.S. citizen, doesn't have a green card, and bought two Social Security cards off the street.
Yeah, Carl.
What? He's not a U.S. citizen?
He's not even a citizen. He fucking has conned the system every fucking way they go, and he was a career criminal before he fell out of a tree and stumbled fucking literally ass backwards into fucking doing this.
I can't believe a guy named Vodka Sauce isn't a U.S. citizen. What a shocking twist.
Bad umbers here.
What does he do after this deposition because he's so pissed off at that lawyer?
Attorney Arthur Behrens took that deposition while representing El Ceviche Loco. During a break, Garcia asked to use the restroom at Behrens' office.
He came in and used the men's room, but the real purpose of it was to measure our sink and the toilet height and the height of the safety rails for the handicap, just determine if he could find a violation.
Garcia then filed a lawsuit against the attorney as well.
Yep. That old chestnut.
What was the name of the business they were in? El Ceviche Loco?
Yeah, something like that. I don't even know what that means.
I mean, doesn't it mean something crazy?
Yeah. Probably.
I don't know that I would hire that attorney.
The crazy cripple. So, check this out. Then in another deposition, he basically flat out admits why he does it.
In a deposition, Garcia admitted the lawsuits help pay his bills and that he feels, quote, lucky whenever he finds an alleged violation.
He's simply bounty hunting.
Carl is so annoyed. I love watching your face during this right now, buddy.
Well, Vinny, you and I happen to know a fella around this neck of the woods.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking a lot of personal delight in this.
Yes. Who has gone after businesses that are very close to you.
Gone after businesses? And he's gone after a certain host of this show.
Yes, I know.
And it isn't Carl.
No, it's not me this time.
Who was that girl who tried to get you fired?
That would be Marissa Jones.
Yeah, I have my own Marissa Jones,
you
ladies
do.
And gentlemen.
You
and I will never give him the satisfaction of mentioning his name. So through all of this, he's suing and he's suing and he's suing hundreds of businesses. It did backfire on him one time.
Yay!
Garcia demanded $12,000 from La Casita Mexicana in Bell, saying its bathroom mirror was too high.
He says that the bathroom mirror is too high. He demands $8,000 for this. Or $12,000, I'm sorry.
For a fucking mirror.
For a mirror being too high. Now,
pull out your compact.
Here's the thing, though. There is a decorative mirror in this bathroom, but then there's also a mirror that goes down to the floor to the top of the back of the door of the bathroom.
Okay.
So there is a full-length mirror in there, and then there's this other small mirror.
Is there one over the stall, too, so I can watch?
Even better. There's a camera over the door.
Oh, boy.
We knew right away he was a scam.
Garcia says he ate at La Casita four times, but surveillance video from those four dates shows no one in a wheelchair visiting the bathroom, which, by the way, has a full-length mirror attached to the door.
So, he claims he went to this place.
Yeah.
He was never there. He's not even doing the work anymore.
Seriously, like, you could just go there and shit up the place. Why not?
We're able to determine that Mr. Garcia had never even been to the restaurant.
That's what landed Alfredo Garcia in this Huntington Park courtroom yesterday.
So he has to go to explain why he filed this lawsuit after never even being there.
Right.
The whole thing gets dismissed, but it continues to backfire.
La Casita fought back, suing Garcia for abuse of process. La Casita won, but Garcia refused to pay the $5,000 in damages.
I don't have no money.
You got almost a year to pay him his money. Give him information.
Garcia tells the judge he doesn't have the money.
What does the judge do at this point?
You are found to be in direct contempt of this court. You are ordered, remanded to the county jail.
Garcia is led away, but then...
Once he was put in, being taken into custody, Mr. Garcia had a change of heart, and all of a sudden he produced a check for the full amount.
What a piece of shit.
I wonder why.
Don't you fucking hate this guy, Carl?
God damn it.
I fucking hate this guy so much.
Damn it.
Through all of this, he's doing this for a good 5 years. They deport him.
Okay.
He finally gets caught. He admits also to paying zero taxes on any of this money. Okay?
Yep.
Would you like to know the grand total?
Based on his previously disclosed settlements, Eyewitness News can estimate Garcia has collected $1.2 million from his lawsuits so far. Court fees waived for Alfredo Garcia, more than $213,000 taxpayer dollars.
That avocado tree was the best thing that ever happened to him.
Don't go under the avocado tree with anyone else but me. Fucking A. The news called him in Mexico to see how he was doing, just to catch up with him.
Yeah.
Eyewitness News reached Garcia by phone in Mexico. He told our producer to, quote, mind your own expletive business, and then he hung up.
That was that.
That's a good way to respond to that.
He is an absolute piece of shit, this guy.
Yeah.
Fucking conned the system, took thousands of dollars out of the pockets of very hardworking small business owners, all just trying to make an honest living. As Crippled Jesus put it, giving handicapped folks a terrible name.
We already hate them enough. We don't need examples like this to make us hate them more.
Yes.
Right. And I'd like to point out that you guys could fund my gambling addiction for a lot less than $1.2
million. Wow. I don't know about that. Yeah, gambling doesn't have like a limit to it. It's not like, oh, I'll just get $200,000. That's as much as I need to gamble with.
Yeah.
No, well, I usually get towed away from the table when my chair dies. That's my limit.
Interesting.
They tow you away.
You get there with a full charge and then just wait for it to die?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Have you ever had a giant fat man with a weird voice try to massage you while you're playing cards?
Oh, Crippled Jesus.
Vinny, we don't talk about that, remember?
No, I don't. Remember?
Sounds like a yes.
All right, fine.
All right.
Don't tell anybody about it.
You ready for my creep?
No.
Oh, you still going?
No, go ahead.
Yay! See, this is what Vinny does, CJ, is that he lulls you to sleep with how long his story is, and then you are drained of energy and are not even prepared to present your creep. But I'm going to push through, and I'm going to present my creep is actually a pair of creeps. Dee Dee Blanchard is the mother of one Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Gross.
And Dee Dee was 24 when she had Gypsy Rose. Her husband at the time was only 18. They did not make it work, unfortunately. They got separated. And so now you have Gypsy Rose, who is living with her mom, and just the two of them. She was born perfectly healthy, no issues at all. But this is her father explaining by the time Gypsy Rose was 7 or 8, all the things that were going on with her.
Not long after, Didi was saying that she was sick, problems sleeping, epilepsy, and it just progressed from there.
Leukemia, paralyzed, muscular dystrophy, and she would have seizures. Gypsy was probably 7, 8 years old. She's in a wheelchair now, she needs a feeding tube.
Was Didi a good mother?
I told Didi she was the best mother. There's no way I can do what you're doing. You have a sick child, it's constantly 24/7 taking care of her and everything. I mean, I always praised her and told her, good job.
So here's this poor mother who's caring for this very, very sick child. She's wheelchair bound, leukemia, there's a feeding tube, every disease you can think of. And then Hurricane Katrina comes around and wipes them out. They are now homeless from Hurricane Katrina. They stayed at a shelter for a little while. Then they moved to Springfield, Missouri, where Habitat for Humanity built them a house.
That's so nice.
They were living off of donations, charitable donations, child support from the estranged father. And now, because this girl has such a sad story, they are living the life.
In between hospital stays, Gypsy frequently jet sets across the country. Ball games, galas, the most magical place on earth, Disney World.
Make a wish, we're taking her down to Orlando, all expenses paid and everything.
She even got to meet country superstars Miranda Lambert and then husband Blake Shelton.
Gross.
Miranda Lambert, yes, came to Springfield a few times, and I think she gave Didi and Gypsy money.
Yes, she did. Look at this $3,500 check from the singer's personal account. But that wasn't all.
What must I do?
Check her out posing with her favorite actors, Elijah Wood and Sean Astin from Lord of the Rings.
Those are her favorite actors?
That's what I said, dude. I was going to be like, that's nobody's favorite actors.
Please. She likes Elijah Wood, Sean Astin. Miranda Lambert gave her $3,500, even though she's a multi-cajillionaire. If you're a celebrity and you got a couple mil in the bank, and you meet like someone in a wheelchair, like say you meet Crippled Jesus at the casino, and you're going to give them money, how do you decide how much to give them? What's the appropriate amount?
I'll tell you what the move is. This is what actual wealthy people do, is they will hold an event and get all of their wealthy friends to donate. They don't pay a dime. They just have a huge gala, have a giant party with fancy food and a DJ and entertainment. And then they're like, look at how much good we're doing in the world.
And they write off the party, too.
And they write it all off.
The way God wrote off CJ's legs?
Correct.
Gone.
Well, I don't know.
Let's say I meet Halle Berry. We could also discuss alternative forms of payment.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen for you, CJ. This girl was really a sad story and was living the life because of it. Meeting all these celebrities, jet-setting around the world.
Well, how much do you get from Miranda Lambert?
It was $3,500.
Right, but like, check. How much should... That doesn't seem generous.
I don't even know who that is. I've never even
She's
heard
She's a country singer.
That's what they said.
They make a lot of money, you know.
Is she still making money? Is she on The Voice? Is she... What would I know her from?
I don't fucking know. Like... Cripple Jesus to the show. I just want to drag your creep presentation down.
All right. Fair enough. You're doing a good job.
I'm a sandbagging son of a bitch.
Let's talk about this girl's voice. Now, you've heard about all these ailments that she has, and seems like she's pretty down in her luck. She also talks like a weirdo.
That voice is something you don't forget.
2103 West Volunteer Way, Springfield, Missouri.
There were comparisons to cartoon characters.
Hey, look at me. I'm paraplegic.
Carl, did they just make her read her address? Did they just make the slow girl read her address? Really?
That's actually her as an adult in that clip. And
how old is she in that clip?
She's 20 something.
I bet you she got a job to be Mickey when she went to Disney World.
She actually did not, CJ. She's not at Disney World these days. No. So she's getting older now. She's a teenager. And she wants to meet boys. She wants to have a wife, but she's with her mom 24/7. It's just constant, the two of them together. She meets a guy, Nick Gotajohn, on a Christian dating site.
Ew.
And they fall in love. They have a joint Facebook page, Didi and Gypsy, of course. And everything on there is just about like what amazing times they're having, and they're meeting Disney characters, and they're doing all this great stuff together. All of a sudden, there's a Facebook update that's a little bit out of the ordinary.
But then comes the day when family friends Kim and David are horrified when something very different popped up on Gypsy and Dee Dee's Facebook page. A very vulgar post.
A video of them scissoring.
The bitch is dead.
You talked over the fucking...
Oh, good. Play it again?
Picture the scissoring. What's wrong with you?
It said, the bitch is dead.
So all of a sudden, there's this post from their Facebook page, the bitch is dead. So these people call for a wellness check. And the police show up, and this is the police officer describing what they found.
We found Dee Dee Blanchard, deceased, and of a violent nature. We're still actively looking for Gypsy.
The mom is murdered, and Gypsy's nowhere to be found. And they're assuming she was kidding. Now, what they're able to do is track down where that Facebook update came from.
Authorities move quickly and hit pay dirt when they trace the IP address of those profane Facebook posts
to Disneyland.
A small house 600 miles away in Big Bend, Wisconsin, at the home of Nick Godijon, Gypsy's boyfriend.
So Nick Godijon, this is the guy from the Christian dating site that they fell in love.
Cripplemingle.com. Yeah, I know that one.
That's a good one too, yes.
Christian websites, emotional cripple mingle.
So basically, this idiot doesn't know how to use ExpressVPN, and he's posting on her Facebook page from his computer in Wisconsin. So the authorities figure this out. And now, because it's the boyfriend, they're a little more suspicious of what's going on here.
Local teenage hero Gypsy Rose Blanchard could be the most unlikely murder suspect ever. A supposed paraplegic suffering from muscular dystrophy, epilepsy, leukemia, and confined to a wheelchair is now under arrest. Both she and her boyfriend Nick charged with killing her mother.
So I heard the word supposed in there.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I picked up on that.
Yeah, because she was in love with her boyfriend, they figured out a way that she could introduce the boy to her mom. So they went to this theater, and he was there. They introduced, and she was hoping that her mom would be cool with it. But instead, her mom was like, nope. She forbade him from seeing him. She said, you can't have a boyfriend.
You're going to fuck up the gravy train.
Right. This is a very controlling mother, this Dee Dee.
Wow.
Even though she put out that she was this amazing person caring for her sickly child, what was really happening was she was controlling the situation, and it was a gravy train. So they did confess to murder. And this is Nick confessing to the murder.
Okay, I'll admit it. I did actually... stab her mom. I will admit it.
So when you're stabbing Dee, where is she at?
She's on her stomach.
Other
she
side of the knife?
Collar.
Yeah, she did.
What was she saying?
Stop.
First she said, help.
So what you just heard was the boyfriend confessing to stabbing the mom to death, and then the mom was yelling Gypsy's name. Now, Gypsy was in the bathroom, in the house, hearing her name getting called, and did nothing about it. And the crazy thing is, after the murder, this is what they're up to.
Just moments later, incredibly, the couple says they have sex on Gypsy's bed. Dee Dee's body in the room next door.
He just got done stabbing the mom to death. There's blood everywhere. And yeah. Then they fucked.
Yeah, you try not to get hard.
I know, right?
Thinking about stabbing your mother-in-law. I'm just saying.
These people are fucking nuts. So this is what you figured out here.
It turns out that little pink house on Hope and Volunteer Way was actually the nerve center from which the so-called doting mother perpetrated an elaborate scam, preying on the sympathies of countless Good Samaritans.
We have unearthed the appearance of a long financial fraud scheme along with this tragic event.
Celebrities, charities, even cartoon characters all conned.
Cartoon characters were 2020 has some ridiculous reporting.
Fucking Snagglepuss sent her a check.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I signed that check.
I feel bad for her. I better send her a check.
So anyway, like you figured out there, this was all an elaborate con. So Gypsy didn't know she wasn't sick, but she did know some of the shit was a little weird.
Did you believe you were sick?
There are certain illnesses that I knew I didn't have. I knew that I didn't need the feeding tube. I knew that I could eat, and I knew that I could walk, but I did believe my mother when she said that I had leukemia.
This poor girl was not allowed to eat. She had a feeding tube in her when she could easily have eaten. She could have walked around. She never walked anywhere. She was always in the wheelchair.
Cripple Jesus, help me out. Who's the creep here? It's the mother, right? It's not the daughter. And the mother was fine.
I would definitely say the mother is the
creep
here.
I think you guys are onto something. Listen to what happened when our friend Gypsy tried to run away.
Gypsy says she did try and run away once, but Dee Dee found her a few hours later, and there were consequences.
She physically chained you to the bed.
She physically chained me to the bed. And put bells on the doors.
Wow.
So that'll teach her.
So she's like, she tried to escape. She's telling the kid she has leukemia. The kid believes she has leukemia. And she chained her to the bed.
Can we talk about another creep in this story that we haven't even discussed yet?
Whom?
She saw over 100 doctors throughout her life. Throughout her childhood. And she's going through now. The mom stole a prescription pad, so they had tons of medications in the house. They found They found a ridiculous stash of drugs going
on. Prescription jugs.
What a score.
But how is it possible that these doctors were fooled?
But while the paperwork might be fake, the pills and procedures were dreadfully real, including multiple gastrointestinal operations, eye surgeries, even the removal of her salivary glands.
What?
Records reviewed by ABC News show Gypsy was treated by at least 150 different doctors.
And she's gone on to say now that she's never been sick in her life. She's never had anything. She has a lazy eye is the only thing she says. So when you believe that doctors are the smartest people in the world, 150 doctors were duped by these idiots and actually perform procedures. So when a doctor says, don't wear a mask, wear two masks, they might be full of shit. All right,
just gonna throw it out there. Here we fucking go again. Down the goddamn rabbit hole.
Tell doctors to fuck off. They don't know what they're doing anyway.
Don't trust anybody that I'm taller than.
That's the name of the episode. Tell doctors to fuck off.
They don't know what they're doing. So she got 10 years with a plea deal because she did tell Nick to kill her mom.
Okay.
Nick actually went through with it, so he's serving life.
Right, but she was basically a person with a lazy eye.
She'll be out.
So that doesn't make her a cripple.
Well, I mean, the mom had some mental issues going on.
Carl, what are you
This is the greatest cripple story ever. What are you talking about?
I think so far Alfredo Garcia's in the lead.
This is the greatest cripple story ever.
You got any more about this nonsense?
No, I think it's time to move on to Cripple Jesus. I'm excited about his creep this week.
I know you are.
All right. So this cripple is well known. And Carl, you've had a couple run-ins with this guy.
He's my
I'm bringing in Stuttering John.
Oh, that sounds like a winner there. All right. What's the specific ailment that this handicapped person has?
Well, it's debatable whether or not some people think that he's faking the stuttering. I know there's a lot of talk about that on the subreddit.
Yep.
But,
I believe what leading experts call it is alcohol-driven dementia. But, you know, whatever.
So I'm going to start chronologically how he'd been creepy.
All right.
This first quip is about it's about a Heineken trip. He was supposed to go on this trip, but he made Robin go.
Why doesn't Heineken recognize me?
Right.
So finally, somehow or other, he winds up at a lunch with the Heineken people, with Gary, and that's where this trip evolved from.
So John
was the impetus.
There was
for
never going to be a trip.
Thing.
No. That's not true. They offered the trip as
but
one of
the things.
But
it came out of that lunch.
So what?
And it was to you and Gary.
I decided I didn't want to go, but I don't know why me and you are now connected at this Heineken thing.
You were involved in it for how many months did you tell him you were going?
I thought I was going up until a month and a half out, which was enough time for them to, they didn't book me a flight. I didn't call them.
Well, wait. Wow, Robin's decision. So
You so feel you're taking the trip.
John backed out of the trip, right. And the people at the station, for some reason or other, were running around trying to replace him in the trip. They wanted someone else to go.
A little bit of backstory behind that quip.
Yeah.
The reason that John got that meeting was because he was calling Robin when she was off work and begging him, pretty please, I want to be Heineken's main man. And he finally gets the job, and he doesn't even want to go.
So Heineken was a sponsor to the Howard Stern show, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
I got it. So he was going to get a perk.
He yes. lies in almost all of these quips.
Stuttering That's John lies. He don't say. What year is this from? Do you know?
93, okay. I believe.
Okay.
This next one, Robin quivers. Call Stuttering John a narcissist. That's all you need to know.
All right, that's good. So.
In fact, the reason he turned down this trip, Heineken's never done anything for me.
That's not why I'm.
That's exactly what you said.
Oh, you know what? You were really crazy. You know, you gotta
you
go back
said
to
the it, John.
You gotta go back to therapy.
You said it.
No,
oh,
I didn't.
Don't sit there and pull the therapy
you
card,
are
Mister.
Seriously,
Mister.
Prozac.
Pharmaco-medicated.
No, I'm not medicated
with your
anymore.
Own pharmacist.
No, I'm not.
So he's basically just over there gaslighting poor Robin.
Yep. Poor Robin.
Yeah, and imagine being such a creep that through this whole clip, I was sympathizing with Robin, and I hate Robin.
Yeah, Robin's pretty hateable.
And I can't imagine being so creepy that you make Robin look good.
Yeah, that's
in this scenario. Now, this last one is Stuttering John claims that Robin tried to kiss him.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
And I hear John claiming that Robin tried to make out with him in the car.
Okay.
No, this isn't true. This is just not true.
You don't think a woman would be attracted to Stuttering John?
Even Robin would not kiss John.
Yeah, right. I'm sorry. I stepped all over your line there, CJ. I apologize.
Well, somebody's got to do the stepping around here. Play my next quip. No means
Oh, here we go. John,
Robin,
you say that.
Robin, what happened?
Go ahead.
I had driven him home one day, and for months, every once in a while, he'd just say, why don't you give me a kiss?
Okay.
Yeah. Like, this is way before I was married.
I don't want to kiss you. Get out of my car.
Right.
And so this would go on and on and on. And one day I drove him to someplace and he would not get out of the car. He's like, come on, Robin, kiss me. Kiss me. Please kiss me. Give me a kiss. Just a little kiss. And I'm like, John, I have to go. Get out of the car. Oh, come on. Kiss me. Oh, a little kiss. What could it hurt? Da, da, da. And it goes on and on and on. He won't get out of the car.
Howard, it took 10 seconds, by the way.
No, it did not take Please. 10 seconds. Finally, I'm like, okay. I lean over. He tries to jam his tongue in my mouth, and I screamed. And now he's been claiming ever
Howard,
since then
Howard.
That I tried to tongue kiss
Here's
him.
Here's the truth. You want
Go ahead.
Story?
What's your version?
The truth.
So we pull
story.
Over for 10 seconds.
Pull over. I didn't pull over. I pull up.
Now, imagine being so desperate for the feminine touch that you have to sexually assault Robin Quivers.
Now, this is your best clip so far. This proves
that
he's
really
a creep.
Fucking. That. I've never heard that clip before.
That is creepy behavior right there.
He goes into more detail with my last clip I have here.
Real quick, CJ. So you just took a shot at Robin. I know that you're into the black girls. Robin was very attractive back in the day, was she not?
She was, but she had a laugh that would just make me want to just
put your cock in
my wife.
So, yeah, all right, fair enough. Yeah. All right. Here's the last clip.
As if this was a long kiss. There wasn't even... He immediately tried to jam his tongue in my mouth.
12 seconds long.
There was no...
the kiss was 12 seconds long.
He's lying.
Nah, I'm only kidding.
You're going to listen to him?
No.
No, Howard, it was like 3 seconds long.
And you're saying she opened her mouth to tongue you.
She opened her mouth.
So why didn't you do it?
Because I was confused if she really was trying to make
Wait, let me understand this.
In 3 seconds, he was confused. You're acting as if he... there's
Howard, you asked her for a kiss.
Yes.
All right.
Now,
So she leans over to kiss you on the lips.
Yeah.
So let's say your version's true.
Okay.
So she starts to want to tongue you. So why didn't you tongue her?
Well, because it was like, it was embarrassed. Like, her mouth opened and my mouth was a little opened.
Get out.
No, Robin, that's true.
You're
the,
full
the only
crap.
Thing that I can't remember exactly was if my tongue went into her mouth or her tongue went into my mouth. But no. I think... or maybe my tongue just hit her lips.
A three-second kiss. It was much shorter.
Or like, maybe her tongue hit my lips or my tongue hit her...
What do you think, Gary?
I think that if Robin was so into you, why did it stop? And why
did it never
happen again?
But Howard, you remember the Channel 9 days? Everyone used to... thing like Dan Foreman, he used to always think that that Rob and I were
okay. You know, so delusional.
I'm not gonna lie, I was feeling pretty good about my chances of winning, and that whole thing was just unsettling. Thinking of those two kissing in a car, I don't feel right anymore. My stomach's not okay. And
so at this point, John had admitted to the assault,
yeah.
And in his mind, he thinks that going into further detail and describing the kiss passionately is a better outcome
right.
for him.
Yeah, he's digging his own grave there.
Fast forward to today, he is a nobody. He's not on the Jay Leno show or the Spite Hire anymore.
He has a way more popular show, the Stuttering John podcast.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. Million downloads.
He threatened to break your legs, Carl. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Stuttering John couldn't even break my legs.
No shit.
This guy is a dumbass.
Yeah, but I'm still rooting for him.
and now he's... he did the same thing with Heather S., which, I mean, come on, John. Sexually assaulting a retarded woman... That's just not cool. No.
Heather W. You're talking about Heather S. is Maddox's Maddox's female version,
and no condom, no less. He's that gross. He wants to give a retarded woman chlamydia. I think I made my case.
I think you did too, CJ. What I love about that, there's subtleties that you pick up on now that you know John so well, like I do. The fact that Robin goes, he's constantly asking me for rides everywhere. This guy is always a mooch. He's always asking for, buy me a beer, give me a ride. And then that's not enough. It's not like, oh, thank you for the ride. It's now kiss me too. He's an entitled prick. But still, I think
I hope he just is able to kill the cockroaches in an apartment with all the money he mooches from people.
I hope so too. Still, vote for Dee Dee Blanchard at thecreepoff.com.
Alfredo Garcia, ladies and gentlemen. He's
stuttering done.
All right.
Well, hold on a second. So I just want to make sure I have this right before we go to vote. Carl brought in a girl with a lazy eye. And you brought in Stuttering John. And we were supposed to be doing Creepiest Cripple. And I brought in a paraplegic who fell out of an avocado.
I know, but I want to point out, though, that everyone thought she was crippled to the point where they built her a house. They sent her to the Disney World. She's meeting the Lord of the Rings guys.
Yeah, but she didn't do anything wrong.
Well, she likes Miranda Lambert. I think that qualifies her disabled.
She gave her $3,500. Miranda Lambert's technically a victim here. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I guess it's time for the voicemail segment. And this week's voicemail segment is brought to you by...
The Creep Off voicemail segment is brought to you by the City of Syracuse. Syracuse, birthplace of Tom Cruise. And you see how he turned out? See you in Syracuse.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that true? I know Alec Baldwin is from Syracuse, but Tom Cruise is?
He certainly is.
Oh, I had no idea.
He was born there.
Interesting.
So where do we start? Here we go.
Hey, Vinny, you're a scholar and a gentleman and very in shape. I was calling initially to apologize to Carl. I feel like I've been a little harsh on him.
Nope.
But then I changed my mind after going through his catalog and his views on workplace shits. Fuck you, Carl.
It's controversial.
With that kind of mindset, did you think that the slaves had a good too because they got free room and board, piece of shit? you're exactly that type of boss who would walk up to somebody and say, if you got time to lean, you got time to clean.
Yep.
Or that type of person who brings egg salad and light beer, like some sort of fag, to a company retreat. So, again, Vinny Winnie, the people's champ, and the workers' champ, and Carl, the slave master. Fuck you, Carl. Bye.
That was quite a leap that he took there. Carlson wants you shooting at work, therefore he's pro-slavery. Like, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, makes sense. Happened. Listen, I think it makes sense.
Hello, Vinny. Hello, Carl. I just want to congratulate you guys on a year of Creeps and Consequences. Well done.
Thank you.
It is impressive that you have been able to deal with each other for so long. Thanks for all of the fun and very, very disturbing stories. It has really brightened most of my Mondays.
Weird.
For the past year.
Yes.
And also thank you for playing my voicemails. Even the ones that aren't as funny. Take care. Love you both. Call me back. Prep Boy Rick out.
Well, Prep Boy Rick, the reason we played your unfunny voicemails is because we just didn't have that much content. All right, next voicemail.
Little story about beggars and choosers.
Hey, Carl, Vinny, and I heard TJ is going to be on this episode, so I'm going to say what's up to you too, man.
Happy to
you, so, great podcast over the year, guys. Love the show. Just one thing. Hey, Vinny, how about you stop giving us a whole psychological profile of your fucking guy? He's a creep. Just tell us what the fuck he does. Vinny Winnie? More like Vinny Sittin' Spinny. Ouch. Have a good one, guys. Fuck off.
I actually couldn't hear that one. Then
he gave you a shout out.
Yeah, I didn't play it on my end.
He called me Vinny Sittin' Spinny, which I don't appreciate.
I think CJ, that name would work for CJ a lot better.
I'm going to give a little update. People are waiting for the next enthralling episode of Creeps and Roses.
We sure are.
It is being recorded tomorrow evening, so it'll be out very soon.
I heard a rumor that that dirt bitch is going to be on the show.
Not tomorrow.
Okay.
I would never do that to myself. I actually really like Casey.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm one of the people who actually kind of likes Casey.
I love Casey.
We'll let her come on. But here's a voicemail about Creeps and Roses.
Vinny, this Creeps and Roses. Fucking riveting. Holy shit. Dude, with Matt James, oh my God, what the fuck is going to happen? Is Victoria going to stay on the show? Is she going to keep being a bitch? Is Sophie's dad going to make it? Oh my God, this is some fucking riveting shit, dude. Fucking don't leave me hanging, bro. You got to release the next episode. Oh my God.
People seem to like Creeps and Roses.
I think
so
you
far.
Found your calling. I think talking about The Bachelor is the thing that you're best at
in
life.
I'm just going to tell you something right now. I think that show, and I told you this last week after we ended, Carl, I think I'm the greatest podcaster in the world.
You do have a fan in here with you. I'm a big fan of Creeps and Roses.
Oh, thank you, CJ.
Was that a knock on PJ by explaining that you're carrying that show?
When?
Just now. You said you're the best podcaster in the world.
Well, yeah, I'm carrying PJ.
Yep.
I've been carrying Brian Ball for years.
Well, that's true.
He's in my fucking trunk. So, I've been carrying people for years, but not only that, I think that because I was able to take such a piece of shit show and make it so goddamn riveting that I'm the greatest that ever lived.
We got a suggestion to have you come on WATP and review a different Bachelor podcast, because there's a lot of podcasts about The Bachelor.
Listen, as one of the world's foremost Bachelor podcasters, I refuse to do that. Same way I won't roast comedians like that,
Right, okay, fair enough.
It's professional courtesy, really.
You're part of Bachelor Nation now. I get it.
Listen, again, please know this. When I hooked CJ up earlier, he said to me, "Hey, man, I really like Creeps and Roses." And I said, "That's great. I fucking hate every goddamn second that goes into it." And to pull the curtain back, we were going to record this episode last Thursday. And I spent sitting in that chair you're in there, Carl. I spent 3.5 hours pulling clips, cranking them hard, cranking out clips. And I had a computer issue, and every single one of the files was corrupted.
Oh, shit, that sucks.
3.5 hours of work. And we were like 45 Brutal. Minutes away from recording. So now, not only did I spend 3.5 hours going through something that is excruciatingly painful for me, I now have to do it again by tomorrow night.
You should have called me, because I would have told you what I would have done there is just played music for my old bands and put that out as an episode instead.
That's why you don't computer and spaghetti.
That's
because accidents like that can happen.
First off, you're not the fucking boss of me. Second of all, I computer and spaghetti like nobody's fucking business. But yeah, so I'm going to be putting 7 hours of fucking time into this thing. So far, that was with pulling clips and watching 2 episodes of this hour and a half hunk of shit.
Well, what's annoying to me about this, Vinny, is that we were supposed to record our first bonus Hall of Fame episode.
Oh, it's
and you're
coming.
So damn busy with this Bachelor bullshit, you can't even do anything else. Get your shit together.
Folks, this Jared podcast we're going to do, you're going to enjoy the fuck out of it.
I can't
so don't
wait.
Worry. All right. That's the end of that. You ready for a scum parade, Carl?
Let's do it.
Watch out for the scum parade.
You know what? We really need a new jingle. I'm throwing this out there to you, PJ. We need a jingle for a creep update, like a creep date.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Because I have one for you.
Great.
A creep that we have featured on the show, Tekashi 69.
Oh, yeah. Good old Tekashi.
Found himself in some more hot water.
Mm-hmm.
He was visiting a Miami strip club where a dancer alleges that he hit her over the head with a bottle. TMZ reports that Tekashi wielded the bottle after someone criticized him for being a snitch. However, he apparently missed the person and struck the dancer Alexis Salaberos instead. So he basically threw a bottle of champagne at someone else and completely missed them and hit this poor girl who's just, she's probably a college student trying to work her way through.
All right, this is going to sound a little insensitive, but you're a stripper in Miami. You're going to get hit with bottles thrown by rappers. It's kind of what you're signing up for. Rappers will be throwing champagne bottles, and you will be hit with them.
I think that if you want to make the real money, honey, the trick is all in how you catch it.
Oh, there you
That's
go.
That's all I'm going to say. So she got hit in the head, and now she's suing.
Sue everyone.
Yeah, she's suing the club. She's suing him. And she claims that after she was hit in the head, the club staff removed him and urged her not to call the police. She didn't listen. She reported the incident anyway. She ended up having to go to the ER and have her head wound stapled closed. That's a fun night. Somebody just go into your fucking skull. That's good.
Yeah, that's not where I want to see an axe wound on a woman.
He's in a little bit of trouble. He claims he didn't do anything. So we'll see what happens. Are you dumb, stupid,
or dumb? Duck. Honestly, the attorney came out and said, there's cameras in this place. Show us the evidence that he chucked a bottle. Because he's saying that this did not happen at all. This woman is just looking for a payout. So she's suing everybody.
I assume that the club is going to like try to cover it up the best that they can because they want the high rollers in there.
True.
And if they're fucking giving away the video, they're not going to keep going there. They'll be like, oh, they ratted on Tekashi. Isn't that ironic?
But also in that article, doesn't it say that he was trying to hit someone because the guy called him a snitch?
Yes.
He's got to get a thicker skin. He's going to be called a snitch from time to time. Throughout the rest of his life.
100%.
He's the biggest snitch in the history of snitching.
Yeah.
This fucking guy.
Well, my advice, ladies and gentlemen, duck. Yell snitch, then duck. That's all you got to do.
I think that's what the guy did. That's why the woman got it.
So, Carl.
I'm the highest roller in the strip club. I just want everybody to know that.
We know, CJ. We know. Brandon Souls in Coolidge, Arizona was arrested last week. This is a hell of a story, Carl.
Yeah.
And I think it goes to show just how lazy people can be. But even when they're trying to be lazy, sometimes too much work goes into it. On February 10th, police officers responded to a call about an injured man in an area near train tracks. The city of Coolidge is about 55 miles outside of Phoenix.
Okay.
The police received the call. They said the caller reported that the man was going in and out of consciousness. When the police arrived, they found a man later identified as Mr. Souls with his hands bound behind his back by a belt and a purple bandana stuffed in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
According to the police, a photo from the police department showed the man with his hands tied lying on the ground. He told officers he had completed an errand that morning. He returned to his home where two masked men abducted him near his vehicle, struck him in the back of the head, and knocked him unconscious. According to the arrest report, the men, according to Mr. Souls, drove him around in the vehicle before they left him in the area where he was found. The police say Mr. Souls was taken to the hospital where he was evaluated and interviewed by the police. He told the investigators this whole thing happened to him because his father had large amounts of money hidden throughout the desert and these people wanted to know where it was. Here's the thing. The police don't just take your word for shit. And after doing a exam on him, they found no evidence of any head trauma. For days, detectives tried to investigate his account, including reviewing surveillance video of the area, interviewing people that he mentioned. They said, you know what, dude? This didn't happen. And you've been wasting our time. And they arrested him. And then he confessed that he did this because he didn't want to go to his job at the tire store.
Yes. And I'm going to tell you something. He no longer works there, so mission accomplished. You're making fun of this guy. This guy didn't want to go to work, and now he doesn't have to go to work ever again.
He's a go-getter.
He figured it out.
He is a go-getter.
He found the loophole in the system.
That's fucking crazy.
Good for him. Could you imagine what their glass door must look like at the tire factory? People will go to pretty far lengths to not go into work.
I mean, how shitty is your boss?
Yes.
So, I mean, this dude, he's tied himself up. He's got a gag in. He's fake calling the police. And then he's laying down acting like he's unconscious, going to the hospital. Also, he doesn't have to do a couple fucking rotations.
How many excuses has he used that he's gotten to this point? Because obviously you're going to call in sick a couple times. Maybe you're donating a kidney. You know, there's a lot of things that you can say. When you get to the point where I was kidnapped, you've gone through a lot of excuses.
That is true. He could have just not gone to work.
Could have quit. Could have just quit his job.
Could have just quit the job.
I'm sure there's
a Taco Bell. I got a tip for this guy. I hear that if you pretend to be in a wheelchair, you can just get disability and you don't need a job at all.
Oh, there's a confession coming out from CJ right now.
No, I'm not saying anything, but
I knew I saw him playing soccer. And
you know, right now he's tapping his toes. Yeah, he's just looking down, tapping his toes and laughing at all of us. What a dickhead. Let's do our next one, shall we? This is down in California. Coronado police officers responded to a 911 call about a 9 p.m. Wednesday, February 24th, from a woman who said her husband just tried to kill her.
Right.
Officers found the woman badly injured on the sidewalk of Ocean Boulevard. She was hospitalized in unknown condition at a trauma center in San Diego. Police said the victim and her husband, identified as 23-year-old Jose Luis Mares, went to the beach earlier Wednesday night. Police said the couple got into an argument, and Maris allegedly attacked his wife, tried to throw her into the ocean, then attempted to bury her in the sand. She's a witch. She won't sink.
Do you know
so
how
then he tries to bury her.
Vinny, do you know how hard it is to throw somebody in the ocean from the beach?
You gotta
how
be
difficult
angry.
That is?
You gotta be angry.
Brett Favre couldn't pull that off.
But,
well, I mean, she shouldn't have burned the meatloaf,
that's
Carl.
A good point.
That's a good point. I mean, they want to have a nice picnic, meatloaf picnic on the beach. So not only did he try to throw her in the ocean, he then tried to bury her alive in the sand.
Yeah.
He just kept beating her to the point where she was almost unconscious, and he threw her in this fucking pit that a bunch of other kids had dug and started burying her.
He found a hole, and he started throwing sand on her.
Yeah.
That's not attempted murder. That's ridiculous. You couldn't kill crippled Jesus with that method.
I could try.
He's chucking sand on top of her. Come on.
You know, much like the real Jesus, the water is the only place I can walk. So
it's amazing.
Oh, crippled Jesus. Even he could dig his way out of that.
Yep.
3 days is all it takes for him. They found him hiding in the backyard of a residence. He was arrested on charges of attempted murder, like you said, and causing great bodily injury, domestic violence, and false imprisonment. Now, maybe the attempted murder isn't so much the burying and the attempted drowning in the ocean. Maybe it was the fact that he beat the woman within an inch of her life.
Oh, yeah, that's probably. So I glossed over
that. I want to ask, did this guy like watch a Tom and Jerry cartoon to get the idea of how to murder this
woman?
They
watched the movie on HBO Max, and then they fucking went after each other.
All of his weapons were built by Acme. See, I was going with the cartoon, like the Looney Tunes, Vinny. I was thinking about, you know, I was taking it to the next.
All right, our next contestant of the scum
of the week, right there, ladies and gentlemen,
you motherfucker,
cringe of the week, cringe of the week.
You
if that's not on your show, if that is not on your show, I'm gonna be so mad at you. All right, police
cringe
in Beaver.
Cringe of the week. Cringe of the week.
Thank you. Police in Beaver County described a gruesome scene at a home where they said a woman shot and killed her two children Monday afternoon before unloading the gun, placing it on her dining room table, and calling the police to tell them what she'd done. That is a mom who maybe should have just let Calgon take her away.
Yeah.
Maybe she should have had a bubble bath and lit a candle.
You're right.
Escape
into a good book for a minute.
Yeah, have a glass of wine. She called police just after 1:30 p.m., like middle of the day. She told the dispatcher she shot and killed her children. Authorities identified the children as Jasmine Kennedy, 22, and 16-year-old Jeffrey Bright. So they weren't like little kids. They were almost adults.
One was an adult.
Yeah, one was an adult, and the other one was a teenage asshole, probably.
Probably.
Anbridge officers arrived at the two-story brick home. The complaint said Bright was waiting for them on the front porch with dried blood on her hands, arms, and clothing. Trollman asked her,
"Are you okay?
Are you bleeding?
Are you okay?"
And she said, "No, oh no, I'm fine. The blood is just from my kids inside."
Those stupid kids, they're splattering blood everywhere these days.
They used to be very sloppy.
Yeah. I used to love this blouse, too. I'll never get this out.
I was planning on wearing this blouse to court. She told the police she shot the 22-year-old while she was laying in bed.
So that's a lazy motherfucker. This is one of the afternoon.
Get a job, kid.
All right.
She went downstairs, pointed the gun at her younger child, and pulled the trigger, but it didn't fire.
Mm.
The complaint said the teenager said to her, "Please don't shoot. I'm going to call the police." And, you know, you can't have that. So Bright fixed the gun and then shot the child in the face.
Yeah, calling the police is one thing you could do, or you could tackle the woman with the gun that's malfunctioning.
Yeah.
That would be the other thing that you could possibly do in that scenario. You
know, this is the one event where you're allowed to punch your mom in the face.
I blame these school shooter drills that we're doing now throughout the country, because never once do they say, run after the guy with the gun and take him down. No one ever wants to be the hero. It's always like, run and hide. Like, your mom's trying to shoot you.
And they didn't mention that he was blowing his whistle. He just had like a little whistle. So the teen was still alive after being shot in the face. So Bright confessed that she fired again because, quote, she didn't want the child to suffer.
Aw. Mm. That's nice.
Well, that sounds like a good mother to me, Vinny.
Seriously.
M is for the way you murder me.
Are you done with that story?
Yeah.
All right. So there's something, and I like to rag on journalism. I think journalism is dead in our country. And are you familiar with the principle of the 5 W's, Vinny?
Who, what, where, why, and when?
Correct. Which one of those is missing from this story? Would it be why? There's no explanation of why this woman shot her children and then confessed.
Not even a little bit.
You'd think that they would ask that, or maybe put a paragraph and explain it. They're not sure. They just act like, yeah, this just happened. Why? Why did this happen? I would fire that reporter.
Lastly, Carl, we snuck in an extra one. It is our 1 year anniversary.
Yep.
Holy fucking shit. I believe our boy gangrenously posted this in the Discord, so I'm going to give him a little
bit. Is that where I saw it? Okay. I when you sent it over to me, I was like, I've seen this already. All
right. This one blew my mind, and I couldn't skip it. I hate it when you post the stories in there for everybody else to read. If you want to get a story in the scum parade, don't post it for everyone. Send it to me privately. I don't want everybody to read it.
I don't think the majority of people listening to our show are checking out the Discord channel, do you?
Probably for the best. An Oklahoma man suspected of murdering 3 people has confessed to killing his neighbor, cutting her heart out, and then cooking it to feed to his family.
She really ate her heart out.
Oh, there it is.
I'll be doing a stand-up special with Seamus McKillian pretty soon, yeah. So look out for that.
Let me know if you need an opener. Authorities say Lawrence Anderson allegedly stabbed Andrea Lynn Blankenship 41 to death in her home on February 9th. He then cut her heart out, took the heart back to his home. He then cooked the heart with potatoes to feed his family to, quote, release the demons.
You know, I don't know if you realize this, but potatoes do have demon-releasing qualities.
Yeah, it's the starch.
It's also good for the digestive health. Fun facts.
That's why all Irish people go to heaven.
I don't think that's true.
I know that shit ain't true.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be the authority to cripple Jesus about who's going to heaven, but I think you're way off base on that one.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Irish, so you might be right. There is a stairway to get up there, so I think I'm screwed.
They haven't built the ramp yet?
Fuck, in my opinion, hell is an Irish bar.
Yeah, if I go to heaven and there's a fucking redhead there, I'm out.
Oh, God, yeah. Fucking Patty's going to be fucking watching the pearly gates? I don't think so. All right. So he had been living at this house after he was released from prison on early release in January.
Staying with his aunt and uncle.
Yeah, staying nice with his aunt Daisy and Uncle Leon.
Yeah.
After leaving Blankenship's home, he went back to the home, cooked the heart with the intention of feeding it to the two of them. He then killed Leon and his 4-year-old granddaughter. He stabbed his aunt. And according to the outlet citing the Oklahoma Bureau of Investigation, his aunt survived the attack. He was arrested the day of the murders, and authorities discovered Blankenship's body 2 days later after he confessed. That's a fucking doozy. He just cut some lady's heart out and brought it home.
What kind of seasoning do you think he used? Are we talking garlic, maybe parmesan, a little bit of pepper?
Rosemary.
Yeah, rosemary with the potatoes. Absolutely.
Always rosemary with a heart and potatoes.
Just a little bit of touch of olive oil.
CJ's now, obviously never been to culinary school. He should have known that one.
Now, he's too busy with his fucking patriarchy classes. So, hold on a second.
That would be a great class to have. A pro-patriarchy class.
Right, thank goodness for that. I would take that one. Why is there not one yet?
Yeah, well.
Patriarchy 101.
That's the end of our show. Happy anniversary, Carl.
Happy anniversary. Hey, CJ, I heard that you lost your court case.
Oh, God.
I did, yeah.
Why did you lose your court? What did you do wrong?
Now, hold on a second. What court was this in?
This was the Kangaroo Court. It's okay. It was the Office of Wellness, what they call their court.
And I'll just do a real quick summary here. CJ came on Who Are These Podcasts with me and played clips of his feminist theory class that's a Zoom call that he recorded. We played the clips. We laughed a lot, but he didn't provide anyone's name. We don't know the professor's name. We don't know what school he goes to. So we didn't think we were doing anything wrong, but apparently.
Or even the course number.
Right.
Somehow they tracked it down and were able to figure out that it was me that was on the show.
But for some reason.
Yeah, you're conspicuous, CJ.
For some reason, I'm not the one getting dragged into court over this, even though it's my show and I'm putting it all out and I didn't change anything.
Well, you know what's weird? They had the evidence panel for this thing, and they only have one clip of me on their show. The rest is just dick show clips.
So they didn't even know what they were upset about?
Yeah, maybe they just don't like the show, Kyle. I don't know, but yeah. You were pretty undervalued.
It's the story of my life. Only. They're like, well, the evidence is Who Are These Podcasts, but we'd rather listen to the dick show. Like, damn it! I can't get blame it anywhere.
And now we get what is this?
The exciting conclusion.
Sloppy thirds.
This is the exciting conclusion to the saga. It's been going on for 5 podcasts.
Academic probation, which is just fancy professor talk for nothing. Okay. I've been a bad little cripple, and I deserve to be put in the corner. So
you don't lose any like scholarship or any type of endowment or anything like that?
Well, they were saying that they were going to do that, but I actually got hooked up with a lawyer by Dick Masterson. So shout out to him.
Here's what next time, CJ. Just listen to your pal Vinny. Here's what you do next time. Next time they try to threaten you like this, get a tape measure, go to the bathroom. Measure the beers, measure the everything. Fuck them over, CJ. Smart. Go get them, buddy. Learn something from the creep off.
So basically what the problem was is that you played clips from the class?
Yeah, so I have 3 charges. I have 2 academic dishonesty charges for a tweet I made. That's literally the reasoning behind the verdict. And then the 3rd charge is illegal distributing because somehow the clips that we played on the show were class content, which they provided no reasoning for that one, so...
Dude, the clips we played on the show were a bunch of girls going, durr, durr, I don't know, durr. It's not fucking academic content.
Yeah, just women being women in their natural habitat. I don't know why
Vinny's getting upset. Vinny's getting upset. He's got to defend centering John and women right now. I can see it in his eyes.
No, I'm just listening to this, and I'm kind of annoyed for you, CJ. I mean,
yeah.
Like, no, there's no joking allowed in the world anymore.
Oh, no, you get academic probation for... tweets. What the fuck is that? Who cares? It's Twitter.
God.
It's not real.
So at least they had to read the tweet out loud in the Chris Hansen voice. That was probably my favorite part of it.
Did you record the court? Can we play that?
So I recorded the whole court trial, yes! But I'm not going to play it on any shows because they're going to just bitch and moan again.
If Stuttering John called you and asked you to come on to play your clips?
Oh my God. Don't
go out
don't get with the John.
All right. So listen, I owe an apology to someone, newest whaler. is who posted that story.
News
it wasn't Gayne Grenier. Yeah.
Okay.
So apologies.
Was he getting upset in the chat right now?
He's getting a little bitchy. He's getting a little bitchy. I'm just
so
kidding.
Funny.
He's all right. So CJ, thanks for joining us today. Carl, you were disqualified because your person only had a lazy eye.
What?
Don't forget to vote at thecreepoff.com this week. If you would like to leave us a voicemail, do it at 585-371-8108. Email us anytime at thecreepoffpod.com. Make sure you follow us on Instagram. And ladies and gentlemen, from the bottom of my fat pig heart, thank you for helping to make this show even the smallest bit successful. We love all of you. You're the best. We could not ask for better creepos.
Vinny's able to afford hair dye because of all the support that we get on this show. We appreciate
I'm
that.
I'm a blonde boy now.
Blondie over here.
Real quick, could I plug some stuff real quick?
Now we're out of time, CJ.
CJ's got a podcast.
What's your podcast called?
It's Who Gives a Shit with my buddy Adam from Houston. And Carl, I think you'll like the show. What we do is we take... we take stories in the media, we ask the question, who gives a shit, and then we make fun of the groups that give a shit about the story.
I haven't listened to it yet, but I've heard very good things about it. People say it's a great show, so I'll definitely check it out.
Also, too, I wanted to give a shout out to my buddy Rem Dickman. He edited all the Stern quips that you heard today.
Thanks, Rem.
He's got a podcast at therichdickmanshow.com. And you can find my podcast, Who Gives a Shit, at libsyn.com/whogivesashit.
We'll be looking for it, buddy. Thank you. Thanks for coming on today. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, you guys. Congratulations on 1 year. And I hope you enjoyed this short bus edition of The Creep Off.
I know I did.
I'm sorry. I have to get off the air. I am triggered right now. Someone in the YouTube chat just said, I look like the fat Gerber baby. That's the end of this episode.
It's the best compliment you've ever anyone's ever given you. Are you kidding me?
I must have been a beautiful baby. That's the end of the show. It's nice to be important.
But it's more important to be nice.
Come on, Cripple Jesus. Close us out.
Minor.
Good enough.
Gagia. You're supposed to say Gagia.
Oh. Gagia.
Perfect.
There we go. More editing.
Who needs rehearsal?
Stupid! Avocados from Mexico.